वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
We'll chant verses 14 to 18, chapter 8. Ananya cheta satatam, ananya cheta satatam, yo maam smarati nityashah, yo maam smarati nityashah, tasyaham sulabhav partah, tasyaham sulabhav partah, नित्ययुक्तस्य योगिनः अनन्यचेता सततम् यो मां स्मरति नित्यशः तस्याहं सुलभपार्थः नित्ययुक्तस्य योगिनः मामुपेत्य पुनर्जन्म दुःखालयमशाश्वतम् नाप्नुवन्ति महात्मानः संसिद्धिं परमाङ्गताः मामुपेत्य पुनर्जन्म दुःखालयमशाश्वतम् नाप्नुवन्ति महात्मानः संसिद्धिं परमाङ्गताः आब्रह्मभुवनालोकाः पुनरावर्तिनोऽर्जुन मामुपेत्य तु कौन्तेय पुनर्जन्म न विद्यते आब्रह्मभुवनालोकाः पुनरावर्तिनोऽर्जुन मामुपेत्य तु कौन्तेय पुनर्जन्म न विद्यते सहस्रयुगपर्यन्तम् अहर्यद्ब्रह्मणो विदुः रात्रिं युगसहस्रान्ताम् ते होरात्रविधो जनाः सहस्रयुगपर्यन्तम् अहर्यद्ब्रह्मणो विदुः रात्रिं युगसहस्रान्ताम् ते होरात्रविधो जनाः अव्यक्ताद्व्यक्तयः सर्वाः प्रभवन्त्यहरागमे रात्र्यागमे प्रलीयन्ते तत्रैवाव्यक्तसंज्ञके अव्यक्ताद्व्यक्तयः सर्वाः प्रभवन्त्यहरागमे रात्र्यागमे प्रलीयन्ते तत्रैवाव्यक्तसंज्ञके। सर्वद्वाराणि संयम्य मनोकृति निरूप्य च मूर्ध्नादायात्मन प्राणम् आस्तुतो योगधारणा। योगी हूज इन धारणा, धारणा मीन्स स्ट्रीम, when your mind's thoughts are flowing from you directly to the self in single flow, it's called dharana. And yogi who is absorbed in that kind of absorption, he is reached that after having controlled sarvadvarana, meaning all the senses, all the dwaras.
This
verse 12 and 13 is done.
Yes.
Catching up with that to go to 14.
Okay.
Last we finished with 13, right?
Yes.
So just summarizing it a little bit. So, sarva dvarani samyamya. First is controlling your senses. And when we talk about sense control, it's not forcefully closing your eyes ears, nose, etc. What is really making the senses go outward and stay there permanently is your mind. So instead of, you know, tackling your thoughts, if you simply forcefully control your senses, in fact the thoughts will run towards the sense objects more. You can have certain practices at the external level of keeping environment where only those sense objects are there which are not going to take you away from the inside. But that is not the main thing. The ultimate thing is mind control. So it is manoskriti vivrutyach. The mind is kept in the heart center, sriti, the core. And then the pranas are brought and kept in the middle of the eyebrows. Your pranas are brought here. Whenever you don't allow, for example, I've mentioned this before also, if you are, we spoke about this when we did the sixth chapter. There is this focus on the tip of the nose. One's own tip of the nose is here. Then the pressure will be here. If you focus, this is exactly what you see here also. The moment you do that, wherever the energy is focused, that opens up. If in your life, you have different centers, but same center if you are constantly focusing, that center opens up. Where you pay attention. So now, when your eyes are not allowed to go into the external world, the energy accumulated is focused here, and then the, which is called a Shiva Netra, when that opens up, the energy passes through that and reaches the Sahasrara and you attain the self. So a yogi here does it with volition. Then there is ego. Therefore, it is said that he will go to Brahmaloka and through Brahmaloka he will realize the self. But if this yoga dharana is not taught going there, but in bhav he is one with Brahman, then he doesn't have to go to Brahmaloka. He directly realizes here and now. So in the next verse he says, Om iti ekaksharam Brahma. Some people interpret the word akshara as one syllable Om. But here it is the definition of Brahman. It's not one syllable Om. Brahman is called as Om here. For some, when you take it as akshara, the ekakshara, the one syllable Om, then it becomes a symbol. What you call is pratika alapana. Pratima is gross symbol, pratika is subtle. Om comes under the subtle syllable, symbol. If you take it as a symbol representing the Brahman, and then you chant Om, which is representing Brahman, etc. and do all this, then you go through Brahmaloka. But if Om is what you see as Brahman, which I pointed out to you in the last class, then all the dwaras are closed. The dvani, which is all the time going on, you come to listen to that, meaning you become aware of that. I gave the example of the clock ticking. The clock is ticking, but we are not aware when we are talking about it. We are talking many things, we are not aware of that ticking of the clock. But the moment everything subsides, when you bring yourself to such quietitude, you listen to the ticking. Similarly, that Om is actually the dvani, which when you are in deep meditation, you hear going on. That is talking about here. Om iti ekaksharam Brahma. That is akshara. That Brahman is akshara. This entire chapter is akshara Brahma. You understand? That Brahman is akshara. And yat prayati tyajan deham. Meaning, he renounces the body. He doesn't thereafter identify with the body. He's become one with Brahman. Sa yati param gati. One directly realizes, the other goes to Brahmaloka. But all you need to be, instead of going to this technicalities and all that, you shift your thought from world to Brahman. You get to Brahman. If it comes in your bhav, if it's contemplation, you realize the self here and now. If it's mental thinking, then you go through different worlds, reach Brahmaloka. From Brahmaloka you gain the jnana from Brahmaji, Lord Brahma, and then you realize yourself. Otherwise, if it's coming your bow right here, you realize yourself right here. But for all practical purposes, you need to worry only about, not worry, be concerned about shifting your thought from the world to Brahman. After talking all these things, you still keep your thoughts in Brahman, I mean in the world. It's of no use. I told you, upasana. Upasana means what? Sitting near God. Sitting near God means what? Not sitting near the idol of God. You will be sitting near the idol of God, but your thoughts are all in the world. So your upasana is not with God, your upasana is with world. So you will come back. He is going to talk about the Shukla Gati and Krishna Gati. You will have Krishna Gati, you will not have Shukla Gati. Krishna Gati means you will go up to Swargaloka and come back. Shukla Gati means you will go to Dhammaloka and go. Other one is without any Gati, direct here. Which is what we should be interested in. Right? So, the point that you need to understand here is, Upasana will you do. Ultimately it should come in your bhava. When it comes in your bow, you realize that right here. Like, I give the example of, you do not think that you are a woman. You are in that bow, 24/7. It's come in your bow. Right? If it's come in your bow 24/7, you can't say I'm thinking, consciously, putting in effort. In the case of a upasaka, the effort is there. In the case of a jnani, it's come in his bow. Therefore he realizes right now. Since the effort is there, one who is putting in that effort is still lingering. He has to go through different dimensions. That's about it. But all you need to be concerned is simply shift. At least little time in a day. Dedicate for parking yourself with Brahman. You know? At least some time you sit down and study. That's also worship. Worshipping is not necessarily only sitting in front of the idol and chanting the mantras. When you sit and study the scripture, you are actually worshipping Bhagavan. Right? Little bit you practice. Slowly it will become more and more. Slowly that will become the permanent and these things will become temporary. Because you understand the futility of the worldly pursuit and the greatness of pursuing the self. Who will then want to go towards the... You are not interested in monopoly anymore. Right? The game. You are interested in playing the actual game of business. Right? Rather than monopoly. You don't want to earn that monopoly currency. Actual dollar. Isn't it? Because you don't want to get into that kind of a lower thing. That's what happens. 14.
Ananya-cheta-satatam Ananya-cheta-satatam Yomā-smarati-nityasaha Yomā-smarati-nityasaha Tasyāham-sulabhapāta Tasyāham-sulabhapāta Nitya-yuktasya-yoginaha Nitya-yuktasya-yoginaha Ananya-cheta-satatam यो मास्मरति नित्यशः तस्याहं सुलभं पार्थ नित्ययुक्तस्य योगिनः अनन्य चेता सततम् चेता मीन्स थॉट्स अन्य चेता मीन्स अदर थॉट्स अनन्य चेता मीन्स नो अदर थॉट्स अनन्य चेता सततम् To be Ananya Cheta for 10 minutes only is difficult. It is Satatam. Satatam means what? Always means what?
Constantly. Okay. All the time.
All the time means?
Forever.
You are
forever.
Like that.
Constantly.
That becomes you.
It is constant. It is still like a constant.
It's you.
Yeah. It comes in your bhav.
When you eat, when you sleep, when you dance.
Without
you
thought.
When you do your work, when you do anything, in your subconscious it is established that you are a woman, that you are a man. It's like that. That is called Ananya Cheta Satatam. It's not that,
all the time, you know,
sitting in Sanya.
It has to come in your subconscious. By conscious practice alone, it will come into subconscious. That is why tradition has lot of conscious practices. Sir. But that also you start doing mechanically, then you are losing the relevance of it. You understand? See, the chanting japa is for what? To make it come in your subconscious. Even when you are sleeping, the japa is continuing. If you practice it consciously. Are you with me? See, the assertions that you do during the waking state will continue even in your dream. Today the assertions are of the world. It is so real to you. Are you with me? That is why we say, when you are at the conscious level, Hatha Yoga, Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Jnana, then, for example, certain desires you have, you have not fully come out of it. So we say, don't stop them, regulate them, but while you contact them regulatedly also, with that purpose in mind to rise above. So then even though it may be apparently a bhoga activity, but you are converting it into yoga. Do you mean? Therefore, that desire for that object slowly goes away. That's what you do in Grihastha Ashrama. So constantly at the conscious mind level, you have to practice these assertions. Convert your life into yogic style. Then in your bhav it will come. Otherwise it will not. Temporarily you study for a while, thoda sa that feeling is there that you maintain. But after a while, you are not able to retain it for a long time. So you have to continue this practice. Right? Even when people talk about putting things in your subconscious mind, they go for such training, they talk about positive assertions. And they talk about assertions before going to bed. Assertions as soon as you get up. Same thing you got to do in spiritual field. Because when you get up, you are closest to your subconscious. You are about to go to sleep, again closest to your subconscious. Conscious mind is slowly shutting down, no? Right? So you assert. So that's why when you get up in the morning, study, reflect, do some puja. Then get up to do your daily work. At least during the work, it will sustain for a while. And again in the evening, before you go to sleep, uske bare mein you think. You know, then slowly, slowly, in your subconscious, it will become satatam. Otherwise, satatam means, yes, this is what I wanted to do, Krishna. Anyway, I wanted to go and think about you only, so I don't want to fight, Arjuna will say. So therefore, this explanation. Ananya cheta satatam, yoma smarati nityasya. I am easily available. Tasyaham sulabha part. Nitya yuktasya yogi. I am easily attainable. By whom? One who has brought me into his subconscious. To get to that subconscious effort, karna chahiye, mehnat. A lot of people think, easily, any time, the moment you say easy, they want to take that path. You understand? Even when you do havan at home, the pujari will say, what, elaborate? Or simple? Everybody will say, simple, sharp. Because you don't have time. If possible, you will, I don't know, it's come to that stage, maybe it's come in certain places. Like, you know, some of the, it's very interesting, some of the mandirs when you go, we do this puja every day, throughout the year. For that, if you want to contribute, you contribute this much. Meaning, for your sake, they are doing for the year. You only contribute the money. There are people who do that also. Isn't it? You contribute some money and somebody is doing puja for you. Faith is there that he will do. Right? And he will send some prasad to you. One sense, 2 months, whatever. I don't know. All these things are there. So, you probably delegate, like you delegate, you know, you have some personal assistant to do this, calling, to do this, to do that. So probably you delegate somebody to do puja for you. He doesn't mean that. Easily it will come for a person who's put in the menace in that area, at the conscious area, then it will become easy. When you go and see these players playing, it's mind-boggling. Every shot they hit, every time, Djokovic and all these guys, the ball is hitting on the line. On the line. You know, you say, my God, how is that possible? They have practiced so much. When they come and exhibit it to you, it looks so simple. How much practice has gone? You understand? It's very interesting. The professional fellows, when they win the cup, they start the practice next day again. There is no weekend vacation for them. Wherever they travel, there also they keep practicing. See, how much you give yourself, that much you will get back from it. Whether it is business, whether it is your profession, whatever you do. How much time you give to your relationships also. How much you pay attention. You don't pay attention to some area, because you are all the time paying attention to business. Then the relationship suffers. You always pay attention here at home, attention to business, and that suffers. So, you got to master the ability to pay that much attention everything requires. That is balance.
Balance.
So, end of the day, paying attention. He says, if you have paid attention in your conscious mind, all the time, it becomes easy. Who cannot say this? Everybody can say this. So Krishna is saying, so he says, ananya cheta satatam yomam smarati nityasha. Remembering me constantly, continuously. Tasya sulabha pata, upata ahim, I am attained sulabha. I will come in him easily. Without effort I will not come. But just because of your effort also I don't come. It comes with my grace. But grace only is attracted by people who put in effort. Please understand this. You continue putting in your effort, the grace will automatically come to you. But the effort has to be put in with the right bhav. I am putting in effort, not arrogantly. So I'm easily, without any other thought, if you can function, easily attainable. It comes automatically in their thought. For some of us, it doesn't come because our practice has not been there. So when it doesn't come, all that you need to do is continue practicing. Till it is not come, practice. And sulabha it will come after a while. And once you are established, once you have learned bicycling, it comes sulabha. You don't keep on practicing every day. After so many years and you ride a bicycle, you still straight away you start. It's like swimming. Once you know sulabha path. Next. Mamu petya punar janma, mamu petya punar janma. Dukkalayam ashashvatam naapnuvanti mahatmanah samsiddhim paramamgataah mamu petya punarjanma dukkalayam ashashvatam naapnuvanti mahatmanah samsiddhim paramamgataah Maam upetya punar janma dukkalayam ashashvatam aapnuvanti mahatmanah.
samsiddhim paramamrita. He says, once a Mahatma has come to me, thereafter there is no punarjanma for him. Mahatma, why does he say Mahatma? What does the word Mahatma here mean? Is there some Atma which has a useless Atma?
Great soul.
The Atma who feels connected to the universal thing.
What is the... Why is he qualifying this Atma as Maha-Atma?
It's not separate. Because it's not separate from the... From a, it's universal Atma, so it's not separate as this Atma, that Atma, it's one.
To even realize that acquisition and enjoyment alone is the end-all and be-all of life is not correct. To even realize that, you should have done a lot of punya. When they say a lot of punya, it doesn't come that easily. Otherwise, why do you think this class is not having enough thousands of people? You understand? It's not easy to understand that the world is nothing but dukkha alayam. Dukkha alayam ashashvatam. Shashvatam means?
Eternal.
Ashashvatam means non-eternal. This is dukkha alayam. Dukkha alayam means what? When you go to Bhagwan ka mandir, Bhagwan udari reside karta hai. So it is dukkha. Dukkha resides there. To realize that itself is not easy. And then to leave that and then search for Atma, that is also not easy. Because nowadays everything you ask guaranteed. Guarantee and warranty card. You understand? There is no guarantee. There is no guarantee when we will finish Gita here. When we will conclude. Firstly, there is no guarantee whether the same fellow will continue doing Gita. There is no guarantee for anything. But we want guarantee. Arjuna asks, no? In the 6th chapter, remember? What happens to that fellow who has done so much of tapas? But dies without attaining the self. Usko kya hoga? Krishna gives guarantee. The first man who started guarantee system is Krishna. Understand? A 7 years guarantee, 10 years guarantee, like that you give, right?
Lifetime
guarantee. Krishna says this is pakka. If that guarantee the fellows will maintain or not. Because Krishna never goes back. So he says, that Atma who realizes the what? Passing, fleeting nature of the world and turns the attention towards the inner self and pursues the inner self consistently till becoming one with the self. It's called Mahatma. Hear me, it's not easy. We are all great starters. We start many things. How many we go through till the end? Shraddha, that consistency to go till the end, how many of us have? We'll give so many excuses, isn't it? This excuse, that excuse, something or the other. This, therefore, he says he is a Mahatma. Because first and foremost, you have to salute the fellow who is able to withstand the power of Maya and see that it is dukkha. It's not a joke. It's not at all a joke. Ramakrishna Paramahamsa gives a story. A fellow was walking through a jungle. And a wild animal was chasing him, so he climbed a tree. When he climbed the tree, he was sitting on a branch. And then the branch above the branch on which he is sitting,
there was a honeycomb. And a python was there in the same tree. Looking at that fellow, it was coming towards him to swallow him. So he was trying to move to the edge of the branch. And the branch is not able to take his weight, it's bending. And there's a river flowing underneath in which a crocodile is opening his mouth to swallow this fellow. And in this tension, he by mistake put his arms above and he disturbed the honeycomb. When he disturbed the honeycomb, what happens? The honey bees are coming and stinging him. And when the honey bees are coming and stinging, little honey is dropping from that honeycomb. In all this trouble, this fellow is sticking his tongue out to lick them. And this is our halati. So much of stealing, dukkha is going on. You understand? Inflation. Every side, whole thing. Still we are looking for that pleasure. We have still not understood dukkha alayam. Janma mrityu jara vyadi dukkha dosanu darshanam. You understand? That anudarshanam should be there to you, Anu. That's what it says. Anudarshan. You understand? You should have that darshan. Through the scriptures makes you see that. Again and again, time and again, scriptures talk about it. The worldly contacts. We studied, no? What did we study? Contact, born, enjoyments are? Dukkha yonayaha. Forgot. I think verse 23, chapter 5. Contact, born, enjoyments are? Dukkha yonayaha. We studied it. I promise you to study it. All of you are looking at me as if I am simply saying, we definitely studied it. Dukkha yonaya. Yoni means womb. Yonaya plural. Dukkha. So this person sees it. Busy is this that he has vairagya. That's what it means. And that vairagya, he turned towards the self within. What is shashvatam? This is ashashvatam. Till I understand, I will not live it. Till I understand, I will not live. Then it strikes me as though, when the heat of the vessel I am holding strikes me, when it becomes unbearable, nobody needs to tell me to drop it. I automatically drop it. If I'm still holding it, means what?
It's bearable.
Nothing has happened. It's not feeling the heat. Mm-hmm. So any number of scriptures you hear, you're not going to turn, you will continue. Correct, correct, it's not kuch nahi. And you will be only thinking about, what is for lunch? Yeah. Because you are not seeing it as dukkhalaya. Pineapple and the bee poem says, the pineapple wasted half its life. Then it turned the other way. It tried to go into that glass case, no? It's a glass case in which pineapples were cut and kept in triple rows. And it's not able to see the glass case. So trying to penetrate and go, it is half the life, half the time it wasted in it, and then it turned the other side. Like that, half our life we waste.
Who? Those who come to the class. Those who have not come full life there. I mean, the mode of increase in the class, the party is full. Increase the membership.
See, in other words, you don't realize. And he, the poet says, indeed I see the sin and madness of mankind. Pineapple of the Bee poem says, indeed I see the sin and madness of mankind. A lady, elderly lady, you understand, when she is delivering a baby, when she is going through that labor pain, she almost takes a vow. No more. 25 children she is gone. First child she took a vow. No more. Second child, not definitely not. Again third child. Dono beti ho gaya. Ek beta to hona chahiye. You understand? How come you take such a vow? Never again. No way. Again you go there. Dukkalayam ashashvatam. You don't see it. Now you don't go to the labor ward and tell all of them these verses. You don't like it. You need to understand it is not easy. The power of Maya. As we are studying, he is studying all these things, how we are so still, it doesn't go. Does it go?
No.
Like Swamiji says, you know, all these things are okay, Swamiji, but, you know, Swamiji goes, but you know, whatever, we are all in the world, right? We are also in the world, right? But never leave you. We have something, but we are practical world mein. What is he talking, impractical things? You don't see it. And I can't make you see, says Krishna. Not easy. Scriptures, again and again when you study. See, he used this word anu very often, if you actually see. Ashvocha, anvashvachastvam, pranyavadam sabhashase, gatasu, agatasu, na anusochanti pandita. See, by constantly, you know, that's why they say, you got to constantly keep association with the scripture. Adi Shankara in Bhajapadam says, Guru Charanam Bhuja. Constantly hold on to Guru's feet. Don't leave him till you have become Brahman. It's not easy to see the play of Maya. And then turn. When you have developed that conviction, it's a totally different ballgame. So therefore he calls such people as Mahatma. So he says, having come to me, that Mahatma, having put in tremendous effort, and he's become one with the self. He's dropped his ego totally and is merged. The individuality is merged with the total. That's what it means. Having come to me means. The Mahatma, these great souls, there are no more birth for us. They are not subjected to rebirth again. Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam is not there for them. Why? I told you, the difference between a wise man and an ignorant man is what? I told you, we are scared of death. He is scared of birth. He is scared of birth. We are not scared of birth, we are scared of death. Everything will die. That which is night for us is day for us. In that which we all sleep, he keeps awake. In verse number 69, chapter 2. So the whole thing will die. Even in business, white fellow, will do exactly the opposite. All the other fellows will be doing, they'll be following. By the time that fellow is withdrawing the money, by the time you are going and investing, he is withdrawn. When you are withdrawing, he is investing. He is a thinker, original thinker. Ulta, you know. What you value, he knows it's not going to come with you. So he is putting in effort in that which comes with you permanently. So he says, they are not subjected to rebirth. Because they have destroyed the vasana. The cause is not there. But the cause is not there, there is no effect. You are born again and again because you are developing vasana. So this is, which is transitory and the abode of pain, he has realized that this is transitory. You go, keep on passing, you know, womb after womb. How many wombs you have? Millions and millions of wombs. And there is no end to it. And that which is born is not me. He has clear understanding. All this is abode of pain. Abode of pain means, therefore he doesn't get involved in it. If you get involved in it, it will sting. If you don't get involved, it doesn't sting. Pain ko dur rakhte. It's there. Body means it will go through what?
Pain.
Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi. And if you have tied with the body yourself, then there will be dukkha for you. If you did not tie yourself to that, then there won't be dukkha. Hair means you will have to lose it. It will fall. Every time you are combing, your blood pressure is increasing because hair is coming. Because you have tied yourself with that world. So when he speaks this, he is not trying to say, drop the whole thing and go back. He is just saying, choice aapke paas hai. That is to tie yourself with it or to stand apart.
Detach.
You function. Who is saying don't function? Go to the business. Do everything. But there has to be an elbow room.
Has to be?
Elbow room. He discussed it already. Verse number 10, chapter 5. What does he say? Padma patram ivam basah. Like a lotus leaf in water. It is born in water, lives in water, dies in water. This also we studied, I promise you. Right? Padma patram ivam basah. Like lotus leaf in water. Meaning is there, it's there in water only. But the greasy surface, so when you daily study and reflect, greasy surface aa jayega.
Isse thoda vairagya.
It will come. Greasy surface has to come if you do daily study and reflection, along with karma bhakti and hatha.
Karma bhakti and?
Hatha yoga. To whatever extent you need it. Then what happens is, you become like that lotus leaf. You will be in the world, everything will be going. You will become like the king of Persia. Wealth, pleasure, enjoyment, pain, name, fame, death, everything comes to him. He says, even this shall pass. You will become like the king of Persia. That is Mahatma. Not one who runs away. That is not Mahatma. While being in it, he is developed to such extent where the world has lost its capacity to sting him. Because he maintains that detachment. So Namita gives a beautiful example. Like your retina. The world is constantly impinging on your retina. The color and form. It's constantly impinging on your retina. But your retina never gets strained. Like that. You go about playing in the world, but you do not identify with it. Therefore, no dukkha for you. Having understood it is dukkha alayam. I keep there. Why do I want to go and identify myself with that and then suffer? So to keep away from that, I have kept myself with Bhagwan, Brahman, which is Akshara. And having become Bhagavan, thereafter, no more rebirth. Moksha. So I told you, lot of people, for them moksha means getting free from dukkha alone. But there is no such thing as getting free from dukkha alone. Because if you want to become free from dukkha, you have to become free from sukha also. Sukha and dukkha are twin brothers. There is no way you can get free only from dukkha. You stand apart. In fact, difficult to stand apart from sukha. Dukkha is easy. Sukha is not easy. To be balanced when you are in power, not easy. You have name and fame. When business is going on fine, when it is bull market, to be able to be balanced is not easy. So he said, this person, Mahatma, doesn't have to go through this cycle of birth and death anymore. Meaning there is no more ups and downs for him. This is a balanced living. So, they having reached the highest perfection, there is no more falling thereafter. Otherwise, we will rise ourselves to some height and then fall from there. And if you fall from ordinary height, the pain will not be there. You raise yourself to such a height and then from there you fall, then you will know what is the pain. Not easy. See, how do you convert these verses into your practical daily living? Dependence on the servants. Dependence on your car, dependence on your comforts should not be there. If you do, you will have dukkha. He is not saying don't have servants, don't have car. He is not saying all that. Dependence may have much. So relative goal should be what? How do you practice this spirituality in a relative sense? I must identify which are the areas where I am dependent. And those areas I must try to become slowly independent. Driver did not come, so I am not going to the class. Should that happen like that? Dependence may not. Are you with me? Mm-hmm. Develop that. Then we'll think about moksha and all that later on. First in the world, you want to say, the dependence should not be there. But today, you have to identify. There are plenty of areas like that. Things will not move without them. So carefully observe, in those areas you are feeling terrible. In some places, whether they are scared of Bhagavan or not, they are scared of servants. Kuch nahi bolo. They will leave for vacation the day, Prabha. You should not say anything, the 10 days they will go for vacation. You have to be very careful then. Dependence. You are a Mahatma when you are not dependent. That's what he is saying. When you are dependent, everybody teases you. When you are not dependent, you are a Maharaja. Why should you become dependent? So when you lead a lifestyle of borrowing, you are putting yourself in a dependent condition, no? Because you borrowed, now this, you've created so much of shackles for yourself now. That's called samsara. Please realize what you are doing. I am reading Bhagavad Gita and all this. You are in some chakkar again.
End of the day, you must understand, you should never put yourself in a commitment. I don't mean in the positive sense. You've got to be committed to the self. But in the world, you tie yourself into commitments. And then you say, my God, why did I do this? You don't think. Without thinking, you put yourself. A Mahatma doesn't do that. He sets his rules because he's totally independent. Nobody can dictate terms to him. He's the king of all his affairs. So the worst thing is dependence. You're dependent on your material things, people around you, dependent on the books, guru, and guru is even another followers. You understand? There's another nonsense going on. You understand? Then obviously there will be dukkha. The secret is independence. Use it, but be independent. You should slowly try to achieve that. Even to sit and concentrate in the class, thoda sa independence chahiye. Otherwise you cannot concentrate even in this. Because you're dependent. Oh my God, what happened? I don't know. When I go back, you understand? Relax. So he says, these are transitory and passing. How many people have come and gone? Why should you become dependent? You should understand that this chair is made of cardboard and therefore don't put your weight on it. It will definitely break. You are not understanding that the world is cardboard. You are depending on it. You are bound to be deceived. Mind constantly changes, objects constantly changes. When you become dependent on something that changes, you will be deceived, and that is dukkha. Isn't it? Who asked you to depend on something that is changing? Use it. But always be dependent on only that which is changeless. Your ability to earn is relatively essential compared to how much you earn. Isn't it? Suddenly you find out, when you become some chairman of a club or something, suddenly you get a lot of phone calls and friends and all that. Because they want membership. You understand? Permanent kar do mera membership ko. Like that. The moment that thing is gone, the whole thing is gone. So why you want to depend on that? Play, but don't be dependent. If you are dependent, it's miserable. It's terrible. That story which Swamiji gives, I've given that before also. In a particular kingdom, there are strange rules. They'll select somebody as a king every 5 years. The term is only for 5 years. And whosoever they select, they rule for 5 years, and 5th year, last day, they are sent in a boat across the river. On the other side of the river is forest which is infested with wild animals. And they are thrown there and come out. The ferryman comes back, throwing the king back there. In the forest, he is eaten by the wild animals. This is a strange custom. 5 years, he is a king. Every fellow, first day when they come, party and all that. And last few months, almost only the dead body is actually transported. You understand? They become depressed because, my God, days are coming, you know. One fellow,
First day party, second day bigger party. Fifth year was maximum party going on. So these fellows were not understanding what was going on. Last day, he threw such a great party and he said bye to all of them and sat on the boat. As he was crossing the river, he was making a deal with the ferryman. How much were these guys paying you from ferrying from this side to that side? And he said some 5,000 rupees a month, something like that. If I pay you 25,000, will you ferry from that side to this side? He said, yeah, what happened? See what this fellow did was, the day he took charge, secretly he sent engineers and all of them, and converted that from caught hold of all the wild animals, put them in zoo. You understand? Converted that forest into a beautiful city. You understand? He knows. This is what you don't do. You, when you are playing with your worldly stuff, thoda sa andar ko bhi daily, send the engineer, study. You understand? Atma ke baare mein soch ke aajao. You don't do that. Right? If you do that, no problem. You park yourself there. So that's what a lot of people say, you know, I started studying Gita, now it's giving me strength. Earlier it wasn't. So what is this? This is what the fellow did. The day he took charge, he thought he was going on. But he was also working on the other side. We never work on the other side. All are exempt in this basket, world. Then what happens? Slowly, like Vivekananda ji says, you know, in the beginning you are when you are young, you are an optimist. When you become old, you become pessimist. Basically, you know, it's a torture for you as you grow old. Why? Because you have not done the homework on the other side. When you do homework on the other side, where is the problem? All that Vedanta says is, it's not saying, don't contact the world. Keep contacting. But, as you are contacting, work on the other side. Bhaja Govindam, Govindam Bhaja Mudamate, Samprapte, fifth year, last day. Samprapte, Sannihite Kale, when you are thrown into the forest. You understand? Nahi nahi rakshati dukrin karne. These things that you were having, you call, I mean, try and call all these fellows. Like Swamiji says, how much ever you love your wife or husband. Huh? You ask your wife or husband in the ICU, when you are in the ICU bed, darling, do you like to die with me? She'll say, I'll think about it, obviously. So why should I die with you? Unnecessarily. Just tell me where you written the will and where is the will. That's all I'm interested in. Isn't it? So the whole thing is, while you are there, burn the floor. Krishna will burn the floor. If he is in the discotheque, he'll burn the floor. You understand? But not dependent at all. When you are in the battlefield, there should be nobody fighting as fearful as you are. Move from that to next scene. Like, really like an actor. You know, just goes, puts on the other robe, comes and then he makes everybody laugh. Sometimes you see this award ceremony, you know. I don't know what you watch, but when I watch it, I see this. The same fellow, he is nominated for a best villain role also, in some other best character role. Very interesting. That movie got released in the same year. Please don't forget that. And many times, You don't see all these things. Bhagavad Gita helps you to see all these things.
Yeah.
These are movies which are taken in the same, which is released in the same year. Mm-hmm. They were almost being shot at the same time. So that means this fellow has given Kalshi to this also, and sometimes the same day. Which way is going through all these things? Deadliest villain somewhere, character role here, dying for somebody.
Switch off.
In your daily life you should live like that. Then you are a Mahatma. This word Mahatma means all this. That is why he calls such a person as Mahatma. You are not a Mahatma when you don't even go there. Because you're scared, if I go there, I'll come back with the desire to smoke. If I go there, I'll come back with desire to drink. If I go there, that doesn't mean you go there and come back with all the desires. Sir, you only said I went, but unnecessarily now I've come as a drunkard, as a chain smoker. I'm not saying that. What you are saying is, he's a Mahatma because nothing can influence him. But has lost his capacity to bind him. That's what it means. When Abhimanyu went inside that chakra view, he got caught. You should have the capacity to go inside and be able to come out. And that's what the scriptures train you. Other people think scriptures will keep you away from contact. No way. That is madness. Then you are not really Mahatma. For certain reasons, some people have taken sannyas. Are you with me? When sage Vyasa had to go through certain things, he went through and he came out. That's Mahatma. Because it's not there. The world is a cardboard chair. It's very clear. They use it for that purpose. And move. So therefore, it is dukkha. If you tie to it, you suffer. If you don't tie to it, you don't get suffer. You don't suffer. So the tying is the problem, not the world. If you do not understand the philosophy correctly, you will be criticizing the world. World means? Within bracket? Mother-in-law. Within bracket, your subordinates, your driver. You look at it. Oh, never come sometime. That's what you have tied yourself. Therefore you are criticizing. You have not tied yourself means you will understand. World is not the cause of my suffering. The cause of my suffering is? What?
My mind.
My mind means you recluse yourself from that. My foolish tying. See, mind tricks you by saying my mind. It's a part of my mind, no, let my mind deal with it. I have not done anything. My mind is not, you are right in saying that, but better than that is my foolish act of getting tied to it. Children, understand? I said, dear, my God, why do you want to tie yourself? See, you will start a business. And when you started a business, you don't realize what kind of expectations you've been having. You are actually having expectation when you are really working and growing the business to such heights. The expectation along with that, the commitment, the time that you have done is what? When your children will grow up, they'll take the business. What madness is this? And then, when they are not interested in that business, how much suffering you go through?
And what are you saying? God, you don't want to. You are blaming them, no. You are blaming them. But what you don't realize, you see, it's not started today. When you started a business, it started then. Please remember this. Even now you don't realize. Many people don't realize. But this is normal, no? So this is normal only. But you are expecting.
Expectation.
You created that samsara for yourself. And you are blaming your children for that. He says, I am not interested. What can I do? My nature is different. See how much, how you go through suffering. Isn't it? That pain. This is what he is saying here. You must do reflection like this. You take a verse, you ponder over it. Then you see practically how I will see my daily things. Of course it's talking about moksha now. Like, how many of us are really sitting and really thinking about moksha now? Like? Let's not fool ourselves. In our daily living, this verse is saying something also. When you reflect and see that way, then you'll know. And your son will become 21, 22, 23, whatever. He'll suddenly say something. Then you know what dukkha means. Because you have put all your eggs in the basket of son. That fellow says, bye! Bye! With a heart attack. You know? So my God, Kalvata. You are still blaming him. What you don't realize? You don't realize you have not studied this verse. You've probably gone through this verse, but you've not really reflected on it. When you reflect, then you know. Third chapter, may I think verse 26, he said, wise man and an unwise man, the difference is, wise man also will function exactly like an unwise, but with detachment. So you will also, if your passion is to start a business, you will also start a business, you will also multiply the, you know, productivity and all that. But the difference is what? When your son says, I'm not taking it up, you're not affected. That's the difference. Like Padma Patra Imamama. Then it's okay. Either you are indifferent, callous, extremely selfish, only bothered about yourself, or you are attached. You don't know what is called middle path. The middle path is what Krishna is done. Mahatmas follow that. Therefore for them there is no what, they don't know what is dukkha. Body means janma, mrityu, death. Janma means birth. Mrityu means death. Jara means
old age.
Jara means old age. Vyadi means disease.
Vyadi means
disease.
Disease.
That is what it is. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi. If I tie myself in the body, then all these will give me the fifth one, dukkha. Don't tie till I'm in the dukkha. Because when we read anything nowadays or any program, so much of so many diseases, right? And as you are becoming old, you are also seeing the number of old age homes growing. You know, and if you are identified with it, it's a torture. Unfortunately, when everything is fine, you know, Yesterday I was with somebody. She has some ear problem suddenly developed. You know? Even like if I'm talking normally like this, the ear amplifies it to her. She talks softly. So she was there, you know. She's got that problem. And one side, she's not able to hear. And she was, you know, she was saying, see, the minutest portion inside your ear, that is actually the thing, not this physical ear. That's fine. The minutest thing, now I become aware how important it is. Now these these things are valued more. But I never thought about these things once upon a time. Just see, when you can't hear, one fifth of the world is gone for you. Just gone. When you can't see, one fifth of the world is gone. We can see. That itself is a great reason to throw a party. But how many of you have thrown a party for that? We don't. What is he talking? Just because I can see, I have to throw a party. But you will throw a party if somebody will restore your eyes. Then that is totally gone, and somebody can restore it for you. You will say, my man, I will throw a party now. So that tying yourself, I am tying, I need to understand that. Then all I need to do is, in fresh areas I don't tie myself. In already existing areas that I have tied, I will untie it. Then you become a Mahatma. Otherwise you become ordinary Atma. And what happens to ordinary Atma?
Come back.
Very, very ordinary. Goes up to heaven and comes back. Little ordinary. Keeps on going to different dimensions of lokas. But up to Brahma Loka, it is all Asashvatam, he says. Next verse.
आब्रह्मभुवनालोकाः पुनरावर्तिनोऽर्जुन मामुपेत्य तु कौन्तेय पुनर्जन्म न विद्यते आब्रह्मभुवनालोकाः पुनरावर्तिनोऽर्जुन मामुपेत्य तु कौन्तेय पुनर्जन्म न विद्यते.
Different loka, different dimensional experiences at the mind level he is talking about. It's not loka doesn't mean geographical place. Mental dimension. He says all the worlds up to Brahma loka. Ah, Brahma Bhuvana loka punaravartin Arjuna. Oh Arjuna, this going and coming continues, man. Nothing is sashvatam. If you go in the realm of the mind, nothing is shashvatam. You got to go beyond the mind. That's what it means. But we all live in the mind. So different dimensions are there. We are in Bhuloka, Bhur Loka, Swar Loka, Mahar Loka, then Jan Loka, Tapo Loka, Satya Loka. Satya Loka is Brahma Loka. All these lokas are asashvatam. Means what? It's not permanent. Nothing is permanent. So, abrahma bhuvana loka. All the worlds up to Brahma loka. Brahma loka where Brahmaji resides. Brahman is beyond that. Are subject to return. All these worlds up to Brahma Loka are subject to return. What on reaching means? What on reaching means? But on realizing your own self. But on gaining your true nature, that's what it means. But on gaining your true nature, there is no rebirth. O Kaunteya, O Kunti Putra, you are born in this womb of Kunti. This is also not Shashvata. He uses the word Kunti Putra. Kaunteya. All we are aspiring for is what?
Happiness.
Brahmaloka kind of experience.
Mm-hmm.
But that also is not Shashvata. Anything you can achieve is not Shashvata. Youth. Everything passes up to Brahmaloka. Therefore, he's saying, don't, in other words, see, somewhere you must ponder, understand. When I have a bicycle, when I did not have a bicycle, I was only walking. I thought bicycle will give me that. When I got the bicycle, I didn't get it. So I thought motorcycle. When I have a motorcycle, I thought maybe a car. But now, when I have a car, now I have a better car. At least there you think now. You genuinely believe God is going to mention it. No. So without that dependence, without that expectation, you continue working, and out of your work, whatever comes as a result of which you go for a better car, better house, that is different. But you, as far as you are concerned, you are not just working for a better car. You are not just working for a larger turnover. That is the torture. Going up to Brahmaloka, Brahmaji himself lives only 100 years. Because he is going to talk about his life and all that next verse onwards, which we will do next verse and next week. But that also comes to an end. Right? This is very interesting. When people will say, you know, he ruled for so many years, but finally he died. Mm-hmm. So there is no such thing as permanent CM or PM or any president. There is nothing, nothing permanent. That's what he's saying. Nothing is Shashwara. Don't fool yourself thinking that if I get that, I'll be better. In other words, if you are not happy today, now, you can never be happy. That's what he's saying. If you are not happy right now, you can never be happy. Means what? If you are not happy with what you have now, you can never be happy. But you think with little more, I'll be happy. In other words, you are tying your present happiness to your future achievements. That is madness. If you understand these verses, you will not tie your happiness to future achievements. You are constantly chasing the shadow. Instead of chasing your shadow, catch hold of your head. You would have caught your shadow. That's what is this whole meaning is this.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamiva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Kayena vacha, kayena vacha.
మనసేంద్రియైవ బుద్ధ్యాత్మనా వా ప్రకృతే స్వభావ కరోమి అధ్య
సకలం పరస్మహి
నారాయణాయేతి సమర్పయామి.
Thank you.